Hello, everyone. Welcome to Around the World. Today, we are focusing on
Mesopotamia!
Today, we'll be helping you find interesting facts about Mesopotamia's agriculture and much more. What natural resources did Mesopotamia have?
Mesopotamian people grew barley, pomegranates, apple, dates, grapes, onions, leeks, and turnips. Also, they made oils and linen out of flax. Some of the animals they domesticated are sheep, goats, pig, cattle, ox, and donkeys.
No idea. That's very interesting. Where was Mesopotamia located?
You may be wondering about where Mesopotamia is. Now it's in modern-day Iraq, but there's a long history before that. A while ago, Mesopotamia included most of Iraq, eastern Syria, southeastern Turkey, the Taurus Mountains, the Persian Gulf, the Negros Mountains, the Syrian Desert, and between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers.
Wow, that's interesting. What are the northern and southern Mesopotamian details?
About that. Thousands of years ago until today, Mesopotamia is and was a semi-arid biome with hot summers and cold winters with sporadic rain. The people and crops got less than 26 centimeters of rain a year. The presence of the two rivers made it humid, fertile, and ideal for them as nomads.
Amazing! But I have a fact for you. The question is, what more foods, resources, and animals in Mesopotamia? More food, natural resources, and animals. Let's start with leather, metal, gold, silver, wood, stone, clay, yarn, and wool. Wild animals were lions, leopards, wild cattle, boar, deer, gazelle, ostrich, vultures, and eagles. For food, Mesopotamia was an agricultural civilization. Were there any floods in Mesopotamia?
Floods and more, from the Taurus Mountains in the north, to the Persian Gulf in the south, to the Zargos Mountains in the east, and the Syrian Desert in the west, is where Mesopotamia stretched from. Also, scientists think that the Garden of Eden is in Mesopotamia. Over centuries, the cities changed a lot.
That's the end of the Mesopotamian Location Podcast. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
Bye!